The purpose of this podcast is not to share my own ideas or opinions, but to share God's teachings guided by the Spirit of God and confirming them by the Scriptures, with the outcome to learn and understand our Creator, so that way we can live a better life that will benefit all of us. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time for us to just walk away from the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows you've been going through tough times. Maybe you have lost a family member, a friend. Maybe you are going through some financial issues, and probably your faith has dropped really badly, or people have betrayed you, and you just feel that, or you question yourself, well, what's the point of being a follower of Christ? If you're listening to this podcast right now, and this is exactly what the Lord is telling you, and you have that conviction in your heart that what is being said, it's exactly what you needed to hear, that means that the Lord hasn't at all forgotten about you, even though if you feel or you felt before, or even now, that you have betrayed the Lord. Maybe you feel that when you pray, you feel that distance between you and the Lord. You need to understand one thing. You're still breathing. You're still alive. And remember that being alive is not that we deserve to live. It's just by the mercy of the Lord that we continue to live in this earth. Look through all these things that we've been through as humanity since 2019 till now. There's a lot of things going on. The world seems to get worse and worse. Some people since 2019 till now just dropped out of the Lord, just said, you know what, forget it, I don't want to continue to this. And the Lord doesn't want you to be part of those who just go back. And this reminds me of what John, the book of John says. The book of John says that the Lord started giving this teaching regarding about he said if you eat from my flesh and drink from my blood, you will be saved, and all these things. He was providing this information. He was giving this great news through the crowd, the big crowd that was following him. This crowd followed him after he fed the people. You know, the people, the 5,000 people or something like that. I can't remember, but when the Lord was providing the bread that actually matters, which is his teachings, a lot of people that listened to this teaching, they just didn't want to follow him. And the Lord saw all these people, that there were like multitude of people following him. He knew that the people that were following him, they were not all doing it because they understood about him or they have faith in him. They just were with him because he was providing food. And many of the people that were following him, they rather not follow him because they didn't understood of the teachings the Lord was providing to them. And he turned out to his disciples and said, "Do you want to leave too?" The Lord, so many times in the book of Luke, he was always saying, "Men of lack of faith." And the Lord is letting us know that right now. Maybe physically you're not feeling well. You're going through all these changes in your life. Maybe someone has betrayed you. Maybe, you know, your girlfriend, boyfriend, your wife, your husband has left you. But you need to understand that all these things are happening around you. The enemy is trying his best for us to just drop out of the kingdom of God. You're not the only one going through some tough times. I know that some people that are listening right now from around the world, in Germany, in the US, in Mexico, in Africa, Switzerland, and any other places, they're going through the same thing. And it means not that you are a punching bag of the spiritual world. It means that the Lord has chosen you for his kingdom. And that's why the Lord says to you, this is not the time to give up. This is not the time. All of us have to go through all these tough times for us, for our faith to be stronger. When people go to the gym, or if you go to the gym and you start working out your muscle, it's not that easy. I mean, at first you start, you know, preparing your muscles, but the next day and 1 or 2 days later, your body hurts and you have to continue. But it hurts. And it's the same thing right now with the walk of Christ. We have to continue to exercise that spiritual muscle, which is faith. You might think that the difficulties that you're going right now are out of control, and it seems that it's the end of the world in your eyes. But you need to understand right now that if you keep putting your eyes through Christ, if everyone has turned their back on you, you need to put your eyes on Christ and have faith in him. Just look at yourself at the mirror right now and take a look at yourself. God the Creator took his time to create you. He put you on this earth for a purpose and his own plan. You feel that you've been treated like garbage all this time. It means because you do not belong to this earth. You belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why he came here. That's why he's rescuing us. Because we do not belong here. We belong in the kingdom of God. And since the world is getting worse, everything seems to get darker. Everything is coming against us. But we need to understand that they're not really against us, they're against Christ. And the Lord is telling me right now that there is someone who's listening right now. And he's showing me that it's a woman, it's a girl. That it's she's right on the edge. She's on the edge of just giving up completely. And the Lord is telling you right now that He has always been with you. And He's pulling out His hand to grab yours. And He's telling you right now to stop going through that edge. He's telling you to don't give up, to stay put, to have faith in Him that He has control. He's telling you that worrying every day has never fixed anything. He's telling you to be like Noah. You guys remember that when Noah built the ark, there was no steering wheel. You know that some ships, some, you know, sailing ship, have a wheel to steer the ship. Well, Noah, when his family and the animals were there, there was nothing to steer. They have to have faith in the Lord that will guide them into the direction they needed to go. They have to have faith to continue in this journey. The same thing with the Israelites when they were out of Egypt. They didn't know where to go. They just had to trust the Lord, the direction they were given, or were they going, they will be to a better place. But they have to go through some difficulties, through some storms, through some things that they're going to be difficult for them. Even the Lord Jesus Christ, when he got baptized, He went through the desert and went through some, temptations. The enemy tried to tempt Him to disobey the Lord. And all of us right now, if you're young, if you're old, if you're a guy, if you're a boy, if you're an old man, if you're an old lady, you guys have to remember, while there's still breath in our lungs, the Lord is giving us the opportunity to have faith in Him, to let His Spirit teach us. Right now, it's becoming so difficult for us to trust any person who call themselves leaders or spiritual guardians or spiritual dad or spiritual mom. It's really difficult because everybody is going astray. Everybody's going to different directions. And I'm sorry to mention this if it's going to be too hard, but the reason why the world is going more astray, it's because of Christianity itself. Because there's a false prophet, because there's false teachers, because there's people who are giving a bad testimony about Christ. And this is causing people to just not want to know anything about Christ. The Lord is calling out disciples. He's calling out disciples. He's choosing out disciples. There's a Proverbs that I really like where the Lord says that the Spirit is going through the streets and the most common places where people come, you know, walk. And the Spirit of God is calling out people to listen to the wisdom, to listen to the most amazing thing that you can find out regarding of wisdom, pure wisdom, which is the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. But a lot of people just do not want to hear that. They don't want to listen to any of that. Because of many false teachers, many false people that call themselves Christians have just given a bad reputation of what Christ is. So the Lord right now is calling out many, many people to be guided by the true shepherd, the true pastor, the principal pastor, which is Jesus Christ. He was sent to earth to teach us how to be the child, the true child of God. He teaches to always have God, always think of God, always have Him in mind, always obey Him. He never gave a bad reputation about the Lord, about God Himself. The Lord said on John, the book of John, He said, those who are teach by my Father, they become my disciples. And that's exactly what the Lord wants to do with you and with me. If we get taught by the Lord Jesus Christ, if we are taught by God Himself, we are followers of Christ. And that's what we need to understand. This is the time the Lord is calling us, all of us, to not give up, to leave everything on His hands. Remember about what happened with Job. Job went through so many difficulties. He went through a really hard and really dark storm in his life where he lost pretty much everything, even his health. And he never said, the enemy is attacking me. He said, the Lord, I will bless the Lord for the good and the bad times. And I'm telling you right now that this is the time for us to not give up. This is the time for us to follow our leader. The Spirit of God is present in these really hard times. And you need to let the Spirit of God to teach you, to guide you. If you're in that point where you just want to give up, don't give up. If you feel that point of surrender, surrender to the Lord. Because the Lord is telling me right now that you are being trying to follow the Lord on your own strength. And that's impossible. Not even I can do that. We need to walk the path of Christ like Peter did when he was on that in the sea and the Lord called him out, Peter, come. And just no doubt and say, no, I can't do this. Just said, okay, Lord. Because when we were younger and we had our goals or we did things for people that we loved, we probably moved to another country, we moved to another city in order to follow our dreams, to do all this. If we did this for things on the earth, why we cannot do this with a walk with Christ? I'll pray right now for all those who are listening right now before we end this podcast. Lord, I ask you in this moment, please, to bless those who are listening. They're going through tough times. Bless that girl that she just feels shudder inside and needs your guidance. I also pray for that man that has hardened his heart for all the difficulties that he has encountered. Please, Lord, please. please, Lord, I ask you, please, to bless us. There's suffering inside of all of us for all these hard times we've been going through. And I thank you, Lord, for those listening and they're still alive, and we recognize that we're not alive because we deserve to be alive. It's because your mercy, your compassion for us. And even though if we have betrayed you, you're still taking care of us. So please, Lord, help us, give us wisdom, teach us the true way. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day or night. And please let us continue on your walk. I bless all of those listening right now, Lord. Please bless them with a lot of blessings and a lot of wisdom. And let their eyes be open every time they see the scriptures. They could actually understand what you have taught us all these years of existence of the humanity. Thanks, Lord. Amen. All right, guys. So if you guys are willing, you guys are able to write, maybe shoot me an email. I'll be leaving it on the description box. I would seriously love to see any emails, any questions, anything that you guys need. You guys are able to write to me on my email. My email, it's ALM, it's capital A-A-L-L as Luis, A-L-M as mom, E-I-D-A, R as Ricky, R-I-C-K-Y, 1986, @gmail.com. So it's capital ALMEIDA RICKY Almeida Ricky 1986 @gmail.com. I will seriously love to see anyone who wishes to write any questions, doubts, concerns. If maybe this was you, that this message was exactly for you to hear, I'll be gladly go ahead and see that this is you and share it with people and say, hey, this is what the Lord is doing. So I'm so glad that I'm able to do another audio for the podcast. And Lord willing, I'll be go ahead and try really, really hard to post more podcasts maybe this coming week. So thank you for listening to the podcast, Truth Equals Freedom. God bless all of you guys.